We kick off hour number two of the program, brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Having to drink my coffee out of this, celebrating 85 years, which I think was 3 years ago. Yeah, it was right here, 2019. So wow. 88 years now for the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union, and helping their members grow financially, moving upward and forward. It's the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. It's the official credit union of 3 and out. Tell them you heard about them right here and become a member like we are. So Hickman's eating pickles. That was his punishment for drawing the Auburn Tigers, I believe, over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They lost.
Man,
to
he probably felt pretty good about that one for a minute.
LSU Tigers. I was watching the game with some Auburn fans, and that even they knew. They're like, not getting excited.
When it was 17-0, I was like, man, they might. But then they.
Yeah, then they did.
Then they Auburned.
It's different, though, because, like.
He's done, right, by the way?
Even like, if they like, had won the game, you know, my Auburn buddy, like, he's, you know.
I think at this point.
At one point, he was almost mad. He was like, I'm not sure if I should even be pulling for us to win this game.
Mm-hmm, yeah. That's what I was going to ask. They have to be at that state now.
Yeah.
And Brian Harsin's done, right?
Well, the best tweet of the night was like halfway through the second quarter, someone said, Harsin, I'm hearing Harsin's going to get. They did a good job of crafting it like a blue check would, but it was just a regular person. They're like, breaking news. My sources are telling me Brian Harsin may be fired at halftime. Can't have him win this game and gain momentum. You know, it was like, it was pretty funny. But yeah, I mean, he's got to be gone, right?
Yeah, it seems like it.
I mean, they got to just be kind of planning the exit.
So here's my thing, though. I don't know his buyout situation, but if you're going to do it, don't you have to do it before Bama? Because I feel like any Auburn coach that beats Bama ever, you can't fire him.
What about doing it 2 weeks before so the interim coaches or the coaching on staff
gets
to
that,
do that?
That dumb
SCS
game.
Game or whatever, whoever they're playing, and then can roll into the Bama game 1-0 and give it the old college try, you know? Win or lose, though, at that point, they're getting a new coach.
Is Ashford good?
I think he's okay.
I think he's got potential.
He went to Oregon, right? He'd been at Oregon.
Oh, I don't know.
He's a transfer.
Yes. I thought he was a freshman, though.
No, he's a transfer. No, he's a redshirt freshman.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you're right.
He played football and baseball at Oregon.
That's what it was.
All I heard was pickles.
Football and baseball at Oregon. So we couldn't beat out Bo Nix, who used to be the Auburn quarterback. That's very strange. Or maybe he just left when.
Well, he is their like third or fourth string guy, right?
True.
Because
yeah.
Finley got hurt.
Finley. Calzada was there.
And then Calzada was getting handed the job.
Yeah.
And said, no, I'm actually going to have surgery. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know about that kid.
That's. Oh, no. It's a bad look for him. It's also a bad look for Brian Harsin.
So if Harsin was fired after the game on Saturday, he'd be owed $15.9 million.
When does it drop next? Does it say?
If he's gone at the bye week, the number goes down to approximately 15.6. If they wait until the end of regular season, it'd be 15.3.
So not they're saving like $300,000.
Yeah.
He signed a 6-year, $31.5 million contract in December 2020.
They gave him a 6-year deal?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
Wasn't Heupel's only a 4?
So his buyout is 70% of his remaining contract at the time of termination.
So it really doesn't matter. I mean, they play Western Kentucky the week before Alabama.
Right.
So.
Tyson Helton.
Mm-hmm. You all right back there?
Last one.
Okay, real quick. Hold the jar up, please. It's actually really impressive.
It is.
I mean,
it's almost 2 quarts. It's one.
He said he was on pace for 40 minutes. He's actually, I mean, I think you're at like 36 minutes right now on your last pickle.
That's pretty impressive. I'm going to brag on myself there for a minute.
How are you feeling? Is your stomach okay?
Well, I mean, like, I'm honestly to the point where I'm starting to feel a little sick to my stomach, but I figured, you know, I got stuff to do today. Better eat these as fast as I can. Gives me more time to recover during the show.
Smart.
He's enjoying them so much. Are you a pickle guy? Like, do you buy
pickles?
Do you always have pickles in the fridge at home? 1 second, I'm being told.
Yeah, he's got to finish the last pickle.
Surprisingly, I don't eat a lot of pickles, but every time I run into a jar, I grab me a couple.
Or all of them, in this case. As
yeah, or all of them.
Good for you. That's impressive. Hmm. Wow. I mean, you really mowed those down. And he's done.
I got to hand it to him.
37 minutes.
I mean, I thought about getting the gallon. The last time we did this, you got the gallon size, pulled it out, or maybe it was the first time, pulled it out and said, here you go, this is what you got to eat. And then you're like, ah, just kidding. And got that size out, and that's what Davey ate.
Mm-hmm. Are those
still here?
Yeah.
I don't know where they are.
Pickles last a long time.
It's true. That's why you pickle them. Can them up.
Mission accomplished. Well done.
Hey, I called my shot.
Now you got to drink the juice.
Backed it up. No.
That's the rule.
It's a lot of liquid. No.
Yeah, I mean, you're drinking water to stay hydrated. You need to drink the pickle juice so you don't get cramps.
Billy wants to know how many pickles it was. About 20.
You didn't count them?
No.
I don't think it was 20.
Buddy, I think
does
I'd know.
Does the jar say how many?
No, there? It's just by weight.
Oh.
Shouts out Mount Olive.
Sign the check.
Check that jar. That is in North Carolina, right? Careful. Careful over there.
Chris, you haven't done any of your punishment yet.
Yeah, North Carolina.
That's what you're supposed to do some of that first hour. You're going to have to double up.
I guess I forgot.
You're going to have to do like the whole second half of the show.
That's not how it works.
Just with your...
I was actually hoping you guys would forget.
Oh, we'd have made you do it tomorrow.
Well, maybe I should just do it tomorrow then.
You can't welch on a
look. If I SEC just if people punishment. Forget, you know, that's on them.
Well, it's not that great of a punishment. That's why no one remembers.
Exactly, and that's why no one's like, you know, whining about it in the mm-hmm. group thread. It's really not a great punishment.
We should take it.
It's
out.
A great one to draw.
Sure.
You know, as opposed
I don't know though. If you get the little cracks in the corner of your mouth, those things.
No, it does lead day, to you know? Some very chapped lips.
Yeah.
It's one of those that kind
of
laughs.
Lots of drool, too.
That was the biggest surprise was when I did it last year, just the amount of... Does that make me an idiot? Like, is that bad that I drooled that much?
No, because when I had to do it, it was the same problem. Okay. So, whatever
so
you
that's
are,
not a
I,
me thing.
No, I don't think so. Okay. You can't do anything about it.
No.
I guess it's because you use your... You don't really use your lips to, like, swallow saliva.
But you close them, and they... It keeps everything in.
Yeah. You can't swallow saliva with your mouth open.
You can try.
That's the problem. You can only swallow what's in the back of your throat. You can't move things, especially wide open like those.
And it is wide open.
Yeah.
You know. So how many of you guys are going to be watching Tennessee Gonzaga on pay-per-view?
How much?
When is that, by the way? Like late October?
$10.
$10.
Yeah, October 28th.
But it's a practice. It doesn't even matter.
It's a scrimmage
is
slash
it for charity.
Yes, it's for charity.
I might do it if it's for charity. Hickman's out. He hates charity.
How do you hate like all charity? Anybody being nice to anybody, you hate it.
Yep. Cost us a baseball game last year.
I think that was our fault.
Yeah, we shouldn't have done it.
We didn't have to play with the wooden bats.
I probably won't watch the game, though.
You're just not going to do it.
I just can't get amped up to watch
a
glorified scrimmage.
It is weird. Like, I would watch that game in a way that like, my brain would be saying to me, it matters, it matters, it matters, and it really just doesn't.
Mm.
Like if we lose that, are people going to be, like, out? Or is it just like, oh well, lost the scrimmage. So what?
I mean, if you lose by 40.
Right, like, but that could happen, and it'd be fine because Barnes is rotating guys in and getting everybody playing time. And
yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a preseason football game, right? Like, you know, in the NFL, well, back when they played a couple quarters, you could just kind of see how they look, you know?
Yeah.
So I think you'll be able to – it'll be a good preseason measuring stick.
It's $10.
Yep.
So it's at 9 o'clock on a Friday.
Not great timing.
Ugh.
I mean, it could be worse.
Where are they playing?
Frisco, Texas.
We're playing Gonzaga in Texas?
You see, that makes it feel like it matters. Like, why would you go to Texas just to do an exhibition?
For both teams, I guess.
You know what I mean?
What's in Frisco, Texas? What arena?
Comerica Center?
The Frisco Melt from Hardee's.
Comerica?
Comerica?
That was a Seinfeld joke. Don't worry about it.
Sorry.
Crimea, is this Russia? Okay. Frisco, Texas.
You going to watch it?
Maybe not, actually. I'll just let people freak out on Twitter and see what they say about it.
Are you going to go to the baseball game this weekend?
No.
What are you doing?
Who are we playing in baseball?
Wake Forest.
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
A little fall ball.
Free to get in. I think the players are going around and signing autographs. And
I went to the...
Nate's not interested.
2 different years I went to the... I accidentally went to the fall orange and white game for baseball.
Accidentally?
Yeah.
2 years?
I hate when that happens.
How do you accidentally do something twice?
Because I guess they had it both on... that they would always have it on the homecoming week, and they had the little Vol Walk parade for homecoming. We took the kids down there a couple years in a row.
Yeah.
And it ends at the baseball stadium, you know, so at the playground. And so you'd end, kids would want to go play on the playground. It was open. They have different guys. Like Josh Dobbs was the leader 1 year. So like Dobbs was hanging around, meeting all the kids and stuff. They had like little different booths. They could get their, I don't know, whatever, face painted and different things. So they're playing on the playground. And it's like, boom, there's a baseball game going on. It's like the final fall scrimmage. Don't know if they always timed that up on purpose or if that was just a happy accident.
Probably. Happy little accident.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
But it was kind of cool because I got to watch baseball. And then the second year, our kids were a little older, and they actually were interested in the baseball. So after they got done playing, we watched the game for a while.
Sounds like you nailed it.
Yeah, like got a ball. And yeah, because, I mean, the players are running by constantly on the, you know, first base side
because
they're rotating a ton of pitchers in, a bunch of guys. And
who won?
I actually think it might have been the white and gray game. Cause that,
the what?
That's what the uniforms they were wearing.
They wore gray?
Like white and the smoky grays.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I mean,
yeah, that's fine.
Best team in all of college baseball after. I guess it got them.
For a while.
Got them prepped. I mean, most of the season.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally weren't.
Is that the date Callum put out? Was that game 3 of the Super Regional where he said nothing's been as bad as whatever it was, like June 12th, 2022, something like that?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
that was a bad day.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But he was like off Twitter since then till now. So.
Well, speaking of baseball, Nate.
Yeah?
Did you see that the SEC has changed the schedule?
I thought this was an Aaron Judge reference.
Thank God it's not.
Breaking.
Cutting in.
Cutting in now. That's a high fly ball. All rise
did you
for the
see,
judge.
Did you see that ESPN?
It's Judgment Day.
Did you see that ESPN broke into one of their talk shows the other day to show the Yankees, but it wasn't Judge at the plate? It was like the guy before him.
Why?
I don't know. And the dudes were like, it was like an NBA show, and the guys were like, we're a little early, aren't we? And one of the other ones was like, well, you know what they say. Like, if you're not early, you're not on time. Or if you're whatever, you know. Like, if you're not on time, you're late.
If you're on time, you're late.
Yeah, if you're on time, you're late. And they're like, that's just when you're a rookie.
That's how I live my life.
Like, what's going on here? So they're watching. It's split screen. And they're just watching this. I guess whoever bats ahead of him just take pitches.
Did he hit a homer?
The clip never even got to him.
Mm.
Sad.
I like the tweet that's like, what are you going to negotiate with if you catch that ball? And this guy's like, they better not ever cut into baseball again when college football's on. That's my negotiation.
I'll give you this ball back, but I never want to see baseball again. Anyway, what did the SEC do to the schedule?
I'll tell you after the break.
I saw we got some real bangers.
We got something.
Say can't be done. we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana.
Now our two continues.
No matter what it takes. Ain't a band trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
Did you say the SEC changed something with the baseball schedule?
Yeah.
Or they just put out their schedule?
No, they released it a couple weeks ago.
What was the change?
We were supposed to play at Auburn.
Yeah.
But we played them last year.
Okay.
And so they said, oops. Sorry. They apparently made a bunch of mistakes on the schedule. Mm. They then said it was an error on the release, and they probably actually just made a big mistake.
Yeah.
Like, oh, someone hit send, and they weren't supposed to hit. Because they didn't catch it immediately. It took them a couple weeks. So they've adjusted the schedule.
Okay. I thought you meant like they'd made a new rule in how they're scheduling SEC baseball.
No. They released the schedule, and I guess – you know, people who follow baseball and probably coaches and universities were like, this is not right. You need to fix this. Because what is it? Like, we alternate West teams? Yeah, like you play a West team 1 year home, and then the next year you play them away. And
yeah.
So instead of at Auburn, we get Arkansas. At Arkansas. Are you ready for the schedule, Nate?
I'm ready. Arkansas.
Now, this is just SEC.
It's kind of a big deal.
We open the SEC slate on the road at Missouri in mid-March.
Okay. I like it.
That's a sweep.
Mid-March in Missouri.
I mean,
I don't think I'm a fan of mid-March in Missouri.
Get it over with. Like, we got to make that trip.
Can you play baseball in 3 inches of snow? I'm just curious.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Is it like when they – like on the video game, you know, on the soccer video game, if you had to play a game in the snow, they use like an orange ball. Can you use like an orange baseball if it's in the snow so you can still see it?
Made me think about that.
Yeah.
Next, you're home against Texas A&M, March 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Okay.
Then the last weekend in March from 1st of April, you are at LSU. Tony V takes on the replacement for the guy that he basically got fired in Jay Johnson.
Yes.
I keep wanting to say Ray Johnson, but it's Jay Johnson.
Which Vitello dropped an interesting nugget yesterday on the drive about LSU because, you know, the drive had on T-Bob.
Mm-hmm. T-Bob Hebert.
Who, you know, made his comments about, you know, Tennessee, they're fake tough guys, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And Vitello said that, well, at least we don't stab people in the back here. But that's a conversation for off air.
Well, I want to know what he meant.
Yeah.
No.
That's what he said.
He said, at least we don't stab people in the back here.
But that's a conversation for off air.
Was he talking about Maneri? Did Maneri get stabbed in the back?
Well, that's what this statement, you know, kind of alludes you to believe.
Did Maneri get fired, or did he just hang it up?
I thought he got fired.
Okay.
I thought he hung it up.
Did he hang it up?
I thought he hung it up, but, you know.
So maybe they told him he had to hang it up.
Oh, was it a forced hang up?
Julius Caesar type deal.
Yeah.
Stabbed in the back by his senators.
Do that sound again. It's pretty good.
I don't think Caesar was stabbed in the back.
I think they just, you know, probably just rushed him, but,
no, it was one guy. Do you know who stabbed Caesar?
Oh, crap. Who is it? I know it.
I'll give you a hint. Ohio State. It was Brutus.
Huh. Ah, crap, yeah.
Et tu, Brute.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? You too, Brutus. I think Brutus was the first to stab Caesar, right? And then the other senators
just joined
that
in.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, sorry. So we're at LSU in late March. Then we come home for Florida, April 7th, 8th, and 9th. Then we go to Arkansas.
Okay. Florida, Arkansas.
It's LSU, Florida, Arkansas.
LSU. Wait, is LSU on the road?
Yes.
And then Florida back at home.
Yes.
And then on
at
road,
Arkansas.
Good Lord.
That's three top
10 teams.
Five teams?
Maybe,
they might all be in the top five at that point. Actually, I don't know how good Arkansas is supposed to be this year, but I think I've seen Florida as high as number one in the preseason.
Really?
I think that's right. And then LSU, obviously, they got that. Adam, who was that catcher / pitcher that we really wanted?
Skeens.
Skeens.
Paul
Skeens. Yeah. So they got him and a couple other players that were. I mean,
who,
he's done
that
a,
other guy they got? Didn't they get that?
Yeah,
other?
They got
Tommy Tanks. Tommy
yeah, that's
Tanks.
Right. They got Tommy Tanks. They kind of killed the transfer portal there at in Baton Rouge. So after, oh my God, I hadn't looked at the schedule closely enough. So that's LSU on the road at home against Florida. Then you're at Arkansas. Mm-hmm. It's three pretty good teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're home against Vanderbilt.
What?
Yeah, home against Vanderbilt.
Somebody that just tuned in thinks we're talking about football.
No, like, no, yeah.
Vanderbilt. Sorry, this is baseball.
Tennessee baseball in a row
Vanderbilt.
For your SEC series at LSU, home against Florida, at Arkansas.
Home against Vanderbilt.
Home against Vanderbilt. Then you're home again against Mississippi State, who won
what?
The national championship 2 years ago.
Okay, we absolutely beat them. I mean, that doesn't worry me that much.
It doesn't worry me that much because I think we're going to have a really good team. It just, like, what the hell is a schedule?
Mm-hmm.
And we open the season on the road and we end the season on the road. This is stupid. So after Mississippi State, you got a road series at Georgia, who last year at times was actually pretty damn good. You are home against Kentucky in mid-May, and then you end the season at South Carolina. So you open on the road and end on the road.
SEC's brutal.
That makes no sense. That makes no sense.
Yeah. I mean,
are we getting punished because we're the tough guys?
I mean, that schedule is going to be brutal no matter what.
Yeah.
But
get them home or away.
To put them all in a row in the middle?
LSU, Florida, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State in a row.
So Daniel also said that Tony V said on the drive yesterday that the computer that makes the schedules had a major glitch.
Really?
And
the first schedule?
Yeah, like the one that's been corrected ever since it came out.
Yeah.
Apparently there was a glitch when they were making the schedule on the computer, and then Tony V apparently said that's when he tuned out and didn't listen to the rest of the explanation.
About the new schedule?
No, about the old schedule, about what went wrong there and why they're changing it now. So,
very strange.
Well, that's what was so weird when the initial schedule came out, that we didn't have Arkansas, and everyone's like, how the hell do we not play Arkansas? We didn't play them last year. This doesn't make any sense. And we didn't play LSU last year. So it makes sense to play them both. And since we got them at home the year prior, it makes sense that these are on the road. But, my God. I mean, that's five potential national championship teams in a row.
Yeah.
That's wild. Nah, I'm not too worried about it.
D1 baseball came out with their top 100 programs. We were 17th on that, but, like, the top five were all SEC programs.
So that's just programs, like, all time?
Just, yeah,
not, like, ranking this year?
Not this year.
Gotcha.
Because Vanderbilt was
we're the 17th best baseball program of all time?
Yeah.
Hey.
Man, gaining on it.
I feel like we were outside the top 100 until
nine
2 years ago.
SEC teams ahead of us, if you count, like,
okay, that makes
Texas
some sense,
and,
yeah.
Like,
it's amazing what one historic season can do for you, though.
Vandy, really, Arkansas are 1-2,
we
Mississippi
consider it
State,
historic?
Florida.
Is it a historic season?
A historic regular season.
There you go.
Said
okay, I'll agree with
that. Tony V said this might be his most talented.
Yeah,
team.
Tony V was talking.
He said prospect-wise, this might be a better team than last year.
Sure.
Which is good.
No, it's a good thing.
I mean, Maui Ahuna.
Can they play together? Got to play
legit
together.
Legit pro. Your pitching rotation are all legit pros.
God, yeah.
Your third base transfer that you got from Alabama, the Denton kid, kid's probably going to be a pro.
Burke,
yeah, that kid's just a freak.
We'll
so, yeah.
Dickey is a catcher, I guess. He didn't know about the outfield yet, but he said he had a lot of guys out there.
You can only have three.
Outfield,
don't break the break the rules.
See ball, move to ball, catch ball, throw ball.
That's it. That's
all you
got
to do.
Simple.
Damn, they need to really get that fourth coach approved so Hickman can go take a job with Tony V. I mean, my God.
Yeah.
First of all, it was concise. Mm-hmm. It was dead on balls accurate. You ever seen My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dead on balls accurate.
This town couldn't handle me and Tony V together.
No. Okay.
You and Frank Anderson.
Jeez,
in the dugout.
Man.
Oh, me and Frank. I think me and Frank would get along great.
I think the humility you would bring to the team would be a really good thing.
Yeah.
And your pickles.
We'll yeah, come and back. Your pickles.
More hour two next.
Great ballpark food.
First things first, rest in peace, sucker fair. For real. You the only father that I ever knew. I get my
welcome back to Three and Out, hour number two.
Whose folder did you dip in for this one?
The Blitz.
Okay.
At least you're honest.
No, it's fine. I like this song. Okay. I was just curious as to which folder it was in.
Mm. Now you know.
The Blitz. I don't know how we've made it this far into the show without our T's and P's to Adam Hickman's now available Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that was that a okay? So obviously
Adam can shoot his shot now.
The was that New York Times? Not Times, it
Post.
Was yeah, New York Post. Very different. Sorry.
Yeah.
Released a story yesterday that both Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen mm-hmm. have hired divorce attorneys. I don't know if that has been verified or not. But Hickman, your thoughts on the potential divorce of the power couple, Brady and Bündchen.
You know, divorce is never easy. You know, I've never been through one. I'd imagine they're not fun. One in Stripe said yesterday they're so expensive because they're actually worth it.
He said he heard that. He didn't
he
say
heard,
that.
Well, he heard he, that, he, yeah. He, heard it from a buddy or something.
Also, happy belated. I wished him happy birthday.
Happy
but yesterday
birthday,
was his birthday.
One in Stripes.
And he's been married a long time and said he never wants to have to go through it, but he's heard that they are expensive because they are worth it.
Never let women keep you from doing something you love. Follow your heart, follow your dreams, and I think this ultimate...
And keep playing football so I can watch you.
Yeah, this means that either, one, Tom Brady's going to be playing football for a little bit longer than
he's
we expected.
He's washed, bro.
Or he's probably going to retire today so he can go save his marriage. Mm. But, you know, if it comes down to picking between football and...
The rest of his life?
Or, I mean, like, if it's football or getting a divorce and being a dad, like, pick football. You're the best ever.
Pick football over being a dad.
He's the greatest quarterback ever. He's probably not the greatest dad or husband ever. He probably never will be. So pick what you're the best at. You're better at football than you are being a husband and a dad.
But couldn't he take the effort and time he puts into football and fix the husband and dad part of the life?
I guess he could, but, I mean, she's selfish for wanting him to retire. I mean, he's Tom Brady. The guy probably comes home every day, you know, watches some film. Like, he's not that, like, it's not that time-consuming for him.
What?
Being an NFL quarterback. I mean,
it's not that time-consuming?
Dude, he works like 7 months out of the year, and he can do whatever the hell he wants to in the offseason, whenever the hell he wants to. He's got planes he can hop on and be across the world in 3 hours. Like, it's not that time-consuming.
Does he have a rocket across the world in 3 hours? I'd love
like,
to know what plane he's playing.
She acts like because he's playing quarterback that he can't do anything with the family, which is just totally not true. I mean, maybe like, hey, Tom, put a little less time in this. You can still play, but we need you here at the house. Instead, no, retire. I'm leaving you.
And then he did retire and got upset that Adam Schefter broke the news, then decided to unretire.
Mm-hmm.
To prove a point,
yeah.
After telling his wife and family that he was retiring,
my family.
So you're
kind of reminds me of the end of the Hurt Locker quote.
I still never seen that.
Well, he basically he's talking to his little kid. It was like almost a baby, and he just said. He starts talking about there's the kid's like looking at Jack in the Box and he's winding it up and it pops up and the kid smiles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he said, you know, you probably love this Jack in the Box right now. You know, you probably love all these other toys too, but one day, you know, as you get older, life might just be where you really only love doing one thing. And then basically he's, you know, back to the bomb squad now. Basically, like, he can't function doing anything
not
other
doing
than
that,
disarming
yeah.
bombs and the rush of adrenaline you get from doing that.
You talking about the Hurt Locker?
Yes.
In fairness, he was answering the phone.
I know.
But yes, the Hurt Locker was what we were talking about.
So that's Brady. Like you can't get that rush. Do anything else?
Do you think that's what? Because he hasn't exactly looked like he's having a good time this year.
No, I mean, I also don't think if they had the perfect marriage that they would get divorced just over him wanting to play or not play.
Well, no, I don't think that's it.
Like that's just a kind of a fallout of other issues and stuff.
Do you know his QBR right now is worse than Geno Smith's?
That's kind of, I mean, Geno Smith has played trash teams.
Good. His QBR is pretty good, isn't it?
He played the Lions.
Geno? No, yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush is fourth.
Now that is crazy.
Dak's always, it's never been him. It's always just been the, I don't know.
Baker is way last.
I did not think he'd be that bad.
He's got a 15 QBR.
I mean,
he have seven passes batted down against Arizona?
A bunch.
Yeah. It was bad.
I mean, I know you didn't have him this past week, but you started the season with McCaffrey in the backfield. You'd think that opened some stuff up for you.
They've actually, I mean, his workload the first couple of weeks was kind of not as high as it usually is, but I think they're getting him more involved. At least if you check his fantasy stats, he went off this past week in
Who's
the
this?
First couple of weeks, McCaffrey.
Mm.
Also, while we were on the topic, we got a special version of a song today.
Oh, special version.
The Tom Brady and Giselle divorce song.
All right.
From Randall.
Let's go to Randall on the Big Orange Philly phone lines. I can't wait to hear this. What's up, Randall?
Hit the road, Giselle, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Giselle, and don't you come back no more.
Beautiful.
I mean,
kind of like Hickman.
Short,
concise, to the point, facts only. So did she file or did he? Or has there been a filing? They both have attorneys?
Okay. Yeah.
He might get some money out of this divorce, too.
I'm not trying to make too many jokes about it, but like she is worth way more than he is, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there was
I knew she was worth a ton. I didn't know what she's way more than him.
I mean, I don't know what he makes for all of his ads and all that.
Yeah, I
mean,
it's a lot.
If you look at salary and what she made, like she's way wealthier.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, so is he going to make money off the deal? Is that what you're saying?
Probably not. Sad situation, though.
Yeah, I can tell you're really torn up about it.
Like, you know, like one of my buddies made up a good point. He's like, hell,
He
made a good point. Okay. He was like, hell, I saw my dad less when he was in med school than I bet his wife and kids see him. It's like, it's not that big of a deal. Like,
it's not that big of a deal?
No. Like,
her net worth's $400
million. What's his?
I'd have to look up. She has a salary of $40
million. Pretty good.
Isn't his salary, like, with the NFL, like 30? Two-year
deal. I'm surprised Hickman doesn't know this off the top of his head.
I don't know what it is per year.
And one, Brady's always been notorious for taking pay cuts to better his team.
Mm.
Stuff that guys like Aaron Rodgers, you know, aren't really willing to do. Brady has a $250 million net worth.
Salary of 45 in 2020.
This is $400 million for him also.
Hmm.
So are they equally wealthy? Because you said she has $400 million net worth?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's weird.
Crazy.
All right. Final segment, hour two next. Final segment, hour number two.
That's too much for the calendar. I mean,
I thought when you said he really buried the lead, you were ready to talk about curling this evening. High stakes. I'm about to create some like games for you guys so you can really compete. You know,
I feel like you got.
Can't
pressure.
We just curl? Isn't that a game?
Oh yeah.
I feel like you got a little bit of pressure. You talk this game up, and
I have worried about that I've overhyped it too much, and that. you know, they're gonna be like, this is it.
This is curling.
I mean, I've watched it. I think I get it. Like, I'm not expecting it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to be as good as, you know, the Olympics, but I
or
kind of.
Or me, for that matter.
Hey, the Olympics guys are just average everyday guys, aren't they?
You're going to have to beat his ass.
Yeah, I know. And I know.
Knock him down a peg.
It's funny because you made a really good point yesterday. Like, Hickman's never seen me do anything.
Right. Anything.
So, like, you probably think I'm just some, like, slow-mo out here who can't do anything.
So you were slinging that pigskin around.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. He did see me. Yeah, he couldn't even catch my heater.
I actually had a couple really good catches.
Got a couple really good throws, I think.
How's your balance, Chris?
Look at the guy. He's covered in bruises. It's terrible.
What does that have to do with anything? That's a.
I'm a little nervous to see you tomorrow.
This is hereditary. This just runs in my family. Oh, we bruise easy.
Okay.
My mom's side of the family.
Yeah.
You're like a fruit.
Your ego is going to be bruised tonight once I beat you.
Jake, buddy. You gotta
Jake, buddy.
Drive by fruiting.
Oh, dear. He got away. It's a drive by fruiting.
Jake will be the worst.
You think so?
Yeah.
Jake's already worrying me. He said last time he fell on ice, he broke his collarbone.
Last time I fell on ice, I had a puncture wound.
I've not been on ice in about 15 years.
Bled for 4 days. Mm. Hickman, if things go poorly, we'll just go out back, take the Zamboni scrapings, and have a fight. Have a snowball fight.
That would be pretty
fun. A big part of curling is the drinking, so maybe y'all should you can head on over to the...
You can't wear your sandals, I don't think, Chris.
Don't you tell me what that
is. That should be your calling card.
I wear maybe Chacos. Sandals. Chacos, yeah.
He has some sandals fitted for Teflon slider.
Fit on these bad boys.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe I don't even need them. That would be funny to show up in sandals.
So you think Jake's going to be the worst?
Yeah.
And then how do you rank the other three?
Well, I'll be the best, obviously.
Yeah, I think me and Crest might be a pretty evenly matched game.
You just said you're going to beat my ass. What
no,
are you
I'm ultimately going to beat your ass, but I think you might hang around for a bit.
You've never done it before, right? Hello?
He's not
what?
You've never done it before?
No.
I feel. How's your balance?
Yeah, you good balance guy?
He's kind of.
Absolutely not.
No? Ooh. He's also really tall, too, which I don't know if that makes it harder.
The sweeping is going to be really bad on the old back.
It shouldn't be. I mean, it'll give you a workout, but if you do it right.
You're talking a lot of games. So, you know what we should do?
What?
Stakes. You want to put stakes
he's
on it?
He's just going to blame Jake, though.
I don't care.
Okay.
He said he's going to beat my ass. And if he doesn't do that, now he's got to. I'm trying to think what's right around there. Post-curling beers on the losing team?
Beard and beer market?
Yeah, it's right there.
See, you're already breaking some of the curling rules. Like, the winner's by the first round.
See, so, like, losing is good.
Yeah.
If you would restart, like. Research. I seriously do not
you
want
he's
you
to going to the class.
I do not want you to embarrass us.
I would be that's part of what we go over before we hit the ice.
Really a thing? The winners by
the first round.
Do you win money when you win?
Well, like if you're in a bond spill or something, I mean you win money if there's cash on the line.
So I could win a game we play for free.
Yeah.
And then I have to buy?
Well, it depends. If it's a league night, yes. But typically,
how many people am I buying around for if I beat everybody?
Well,
just the
one
other team?
Person, because there's four people on your team. You buy a round. You just buy one drink, essentially. It's not even a round, I guess. The team buys a round. So typically what happens is if you're throwing lead, which is the first person, you would buy
you
the
think
other
I,
team's
do I,
lead.
Do I look like a lead thrower to you? Hang on.
No. Well, it's tricky because the lead's – throw a lot of touch shots, a lot of guards. But they're also typically really good sweepers.
Don't you think I'd be good at sweeping?
Yeah. So the lead guys on the big competitive teams, like Canadians especially, like they're all jacked because they're really good sweepers. But anyway, you would just buy the drink for your corresponding counterpart. So your team, the four
okay,
of you,
I got you,
would buy one drink for the other four.
Okay, I got you. So the team buys a round,
right?
But you're buying for the okay. That makes
so
okay.
Usually, if you show up at the bar, you're just like, "Hey, that guy's beer's on me," and then after that, everybody's, you know,
on their own, or then they start to buy mine.
No, on their own.
So if you win, you lose.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very because normally in most sports is the opposite, right?
Go ahead, plant your excuse.
No, trust me. Right now, I want nothing else in the world than to whip your ass tonight at curling. That is all I want right now. That is it. I'm already buying you lunch this week. No mercy tonight. None. None. I'm going to beat you like you stole something. Or at least I'm going to try. I don't know. I'm going to knock him down on the ice.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
He's got to dig these holes and stuff.
Oh, here we go.
Sinking down to that level.
Now here comes Boss Nate. Got to protect the workforce.
I expected better from you, Chris.
I'm going to beat you with that sweeper.
It's a broom. They call them brooms.
I mean,
well, it makes sense.
Yeah.
When you think about it. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They really do
just follow my lead when we get there, Chris.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not really a broom, though.
It is. You sweep with it.
But it's not. It doesn't have
bristles.
What
would you call it?
It's really more of a mop.
Well, they used to have bristled, you know.
Oh, really?
I mean, the whole reason the sweeping started is because they played outside, and like little snow bits and stuff would get on the lake, on the loch, actually, in Scotland. So
The old walk.
So you throw the stone, and you'd be like, grab it and throw it hard enough, and be like, get that snow out of the way, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Did you know that all of the curling stones are cut from the same quarry in Scotland?
There you go. I'm going to call on you tonight so you can tell the group that.
Did you hear that, Hickman? Point Chris.
Well, yeah, if it's like 2-on-2 tonight, then like you could throw like lead and third or second and skip, you know?
Can I throw and sweep on the same turn?
That's legal to do.
Legal or illegal?
That is legal to do. However,
you got to hustle.
You're not really going to be throwing with your broom probably to start. I mean, no one does. You start with what they call a stabilizer.
A what?
A stabilizer.
What is that?
It's a little thing that stabilizes you on the offhand.
Well,
so
I get that a stabilizer would stabilize me, but what
is
it?
It's just a.
Is it like a sled?
Like either plastic or PVC little, you know, just. I don't know. It's just a piece of plastic that slides along the ice.
Mm.
But some pros even still use a stabilizer. Like you can throw with anything in your offhand.
Anything you want.
Anything. Mm. Yeah. There's all kind of different ways to. Different deliveries, too.
Imagine calling yourself a pro and still having to use a stabilizer, though.
The guy that just won the tournament last week in Canada you want to talk about getting your ass beat? He uses one. He actually he designed his own style.
What are you doing over there? You're so.
Studying up. Now.
I now understand why he never opens his computer because I've literally been talking to him for 20 minutes mm-hmm. and he's just like, what?
I've literally been sitting here contributing to the conversation.
What are you looking at?
Scroll on Twitter.
Curling videos.
Oh. Tips. He's looking tips, at curling YouTube. Tips.
That's what I'm doing. You. That's what I'm doing this afternoon.
Prepping. You guys are going to know more than me when you show. You're so random. The competitive fire.
My USA curling team jersey is supposed to arrive by 5 p.m.
Yeah, people in the curling community, they don't really like the tryhards. So just play it cool.
I will say I don't think I've ever played a rec sport and the culture of the people that are playing be so nice. You know, like you go sign up for a softball
and you invited
league.
Hickman.
I know. I might ruin it, but, you know.
I'm going to change the culture of curling everywhere.
Oh, great.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's what everybody wants.
Maybe we'll get back to football next. Maybe. Mm-hmm.